Now that is a very big pint. Very big pint of bitter indeed. Thank you, madam. Shaped like a welly boot as well. Very original.
Anything else for you?
Yes, hello. I'm Detective Poirot.
Yes, I know who you are. You introduced yourself when you ordered your pint.
Ah, well, just in case you forgot, I am Detective Poirot and I have a couple of questions to ask about the night of the murder.
What murder? Who's been murdered?
Oh, madame, you must have missed the news. The cricket coach at Wellington School was killed recently, a few nights ago.
Never been a cricket fan, if I'm honest, so wouldn't have any reason to know him.
Yes, of course, madame. I just wanted to know if a man called Edmund was in here on Wednesday night.
Edmund? Silly question. Of course he was. He claims not to have a problem, but we can all see it. He often orders at least 3 to 4 double pink gin spritz with fresh berries. Must remember the fresh berries.
Interesting drink choice from Mr. Edmund, but good, I'm glad you can clarify that for me.
Any more questions?
Ah yes, one more, madam. Sam Dillington also says he was in here on Wednesday night. Do you know what time he left?
Oh yes, he was in here. Although it was quite strange, he left much earlier than the others. He's usually in here until closing time, but something was up with him that night.
And do you remember what time that was?
Yes, it was about 11:30.
That is very helpful, madam.
Yes, I am quite helpful. I've got to go serve customers now.
You have my utmost gratitude, madam. Thank you. Turns out Sam Dillington left the pub a lot earlier than he says he did. This means he was in fact lying to me. Not quite the man I thought he was. I must return to his office to figure out why he's done this. What are you doing, Mrs. Dillington?
Mr. Poirot, it's not what it looks like. I am simply checking to see if my husband has left me a biscuit. I do love a hobnob.
Well, I can agree with you there. What is that in your hand, Mrs. Dillington?
This old thing, it's nothing. Just my lipstick.
May I see that, please? I need to be absolutely sure.
I didn't know you were into makeup. I would rather hold on to it. Sentimental, you know.
Pass it here now, Mrs. Dillington, or I'll have to call the police.
You wouldn't do that.
Hello, Hercule. How you doing, me old macker? What's the problem?
Please escort this murderer away. Planting evidence in your own husband's office, that's just unacceptable. He's such a nice man, I knew he was.
Oh yes, I see. That is just unacceptable. Come this way, please.
This is not what it seems. I have nothing to hide. I was at the cinema with the girlies. Check it with them. Check it with the cinema. I can't go to prison. Don't do this, Mr. Poirot.
I've heard enough. Please take her away this moment.
Come on, then. Nice seeing you, Hercule.
I will speak to you later once I establish her lies about being at the cinema. I must end this investigation once and for all.
Hey there, Poirot. What can I do you for?
Good day, monsieur. Sorry to bother you, you must be very busy running a very successful cinema. I do have to say, these seats are very comfortable.
Oh gee, thanks Mr. Poirot, that's mighty kind of you.
Not at all. What was your name, pardon me, sir?
Well, Mr. Poirot, my name is Tex. Tex Armstrong.
Interesting, I've never heard that name before. Very well, Mr. Tex. I have some questions for you about Wednesday night, if that is alright. Well, was Mrs. Emily Dillington a patron of your cinema that night?
Yes, sir, she was. She came up and thanked me personally. Bit strange, but a lovely lady. She was here until about 11:30 and stayed for a while talking to me right here.
Oh, really? That is very strange. Slightly inconvenient for my investigation. So just to confirm, she was here at 11:30 on Wednesday night.
She was indeed, my little French friend. Thinking about it, she was here a bit later. We got a bit carried away talking.
Are you absolutely sure? Because if you are lying to me, Mr. Tex, I can have the police here almost in an instant.
No, sir. No lies here. Was there anything else for you?
I was convinced. No, monsieur. Thank you very much for your time.
You'll figure it out, counselor.
All right. Good day, Mr. Armstrong.
Hello, this is Detective Poirot.
Oh, hello, Hercule. We're at the station, although she is not very happy about it.
I was absolutely convinced.
Convinced? About what?
Convinced it was her.
I'm a bit lost. Convinced what was her?
The murder.
Are you saying it wasn't her?
That is exactly what I'm saying. I went to the cinema to clarify with the owner what time Miss Emily was there, and she did not leave until after 11:30, which wouldn't give her enough time to get to the cricket square and kill the cricket coach.
Oh, right, I see. Shall I release her then?
What was she gripping in her hand when you took her?
It was a cricket bail. I didn't think it was very relevant, so I just threw it in the rubbish.
What? Emily had the missing cricket bail? But why on earth?
What do you mean, missing?
It was missing at the crime scene, a vital piece of evidence. Get it out of the rubbish and bring it to me.
Yeah, well, I probably shouldn't have thrown it away in the first place. I will retrieve it and bring it to you right away, Hercule. You have my word.
Yes, well, I'm starting to doubt your word now. You did just throw away a vital piece of evidence into the bin.
Well, we all make mistakes, don't we?
Please make haste.
This really does put a spanner in my works. The investigation gets trickier and trickier day by day. Emily has an alibi, so she definitely did not murder the cricket coach. But she was planting evidence in her husband's office.
I got here as quickly as I could, Hercule.
Did you bring the cricket bail?
Of course I did. You know you can count on me.
Can I? Pass it here. It is the missing cricket bail. You see that? There is a splash of blood.
Yes. See, I thought that was red paint.
Ugh, of course you did. I'm confused. Why was she planting evidence in her own husband's office? It simply doesn't make sense.
She said she was protecting her marriage as it was already struggling. You know, with her having a thing for the cricket coach.
How is planting evidence in your husband's office protecting your marriage? Unless...
Unless what?
You've done enough good today.
No worries, Hercule. Anything for you.
So I caught what looked like Emily, planting evidence in her husband's office, yet she has a very strong alibi which Mr. Tex confidently confirmed with me, meaning she couldn't have killed the cricket coach. Who was she protecting? Herself? A friend? The school's reputation? Or... Of course, yes. I have it. I know who murdered the cricket coach. The final piece of the puzzle has just arrived. The investigation is very nearly completed.